Well, welcome back to another episode, guys. Welcome back to the Same Old Podcast, episode 4. Why are you laughing at me?
Because, babe, the way you said it just screams help. Like, help, I need caffeine, but it's already too late, so I'm just stuck into my own. It's okay.
Me complaining about how tired I was before, like, literally the last, like, 2 minutes. I was like, I'm so tired. She was like, right, let's do the podcast.
We gotta do it.
You can even hear it in my throat. Like, I've been just, you know when you just been speaking a lot? Like, I've just been speaking a lot the last hour. I hope I'm not getting sick, though. Because I'm like, it feels like the baseline of it. But I'm not, like, nasally or anything. It's just my throat. So I think it's just...
From just using it too much. Overuse of this throat. Yeah, well, how's the weather over there?
Weird, like, it was raining for like 2 hours, like torrential rain, and now it's sunny. I'm like, okay.
Very Canadian of you.
Very UK-esque, so. I mean, how's Miami?
Very rainy, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, gloomy, rainy.
Yeah, it's very gloomy and rainy, but yeah, okay. I mean... I know, it's okay. It's okay. So, I mean, how has your week been? Obviously, it's Saturday today. Saturday 23rd today. So, how has your full week been so far?
Thank you for asking, babe. Let's not hide the fact that we've been talking for, like, 2 hours yesterday and a bit this week. So, y'all, we've catch up quite a few times already. Yeah. But needless to say, we were going to do a little catch up. So... my week has been good, you know, officially 3 weeks from post-show from the Arnold. Mm. And I just want to make you note of something. Officially 29 weeks out from the Olympia.
Oh my God, you're doing it me? Fuck off.
I just pulled a Phoebe hardcore and I was laughing at myself so much.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I'm a week post-show. You're 3 weeks post-show. I completely was like, that was off my radar completely. So the fact that you just said that, that's hilarious. 29 weeks, though. That's going to come round so quick.
I had to, like, double check and actually count the weeks. So what I did, I went on the Olympia website. I do 200, you know, days. Mm-hmm. I divided by 7 and then it gives me, like, roughly estimate of, like, the amount of days, whatever, amount of weeks. But then I had to double check. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, wait a minute. Hold up. So, no, officially 29 weeks out. So, I pulled a Phoebe on myself, totally. Chana started to freak out. But, I mean, no, it's okay. I mean, how does it feel when I say that to you? I mean,
we haven't, like, actually fully made what we're doing, like, I mean, I haven't anyway, made what we're doing, like, public yet. So, like, people on Patreon.
Let's do it.
I know. I'm like, y'all on Patreon, which, love, again, shout out to Patreon. We love you galleys. We love Say More gals regardless. But Patreon galleys, we've been chatting in the community chat and chatting in the comments. And yeah, we love you guys. We really like appreciate your support and everything. I mean, we haven't told them the news. So I mean, like, publicized the news. So I guess we could make this the news. But I mean, the reason Laura Lee's asking if how does it make me feel is because I've decided to... not compete for the rest of the year. So I'm gonna take the rest of the year off and just, I mean, we've obviously spoken about this many times, so it feels like I'm repeating myself, but just focus on finding the love for the sport again, giving myself a break, because I've done 41 shows in 8 years and the max I've taken off is like 6 months, like 5-6 months. And then go back into dieting again. So I think for me, I need an extended period of time off where at least I can take off until December, you know? And when I say off, it's not a case of like off and I'm just gonna, you know, do whatever, but just trying to find the love for the sport again.
You're not retiring. No. I feel like people need to like understand the nuance of like, you're not retiring. You're not hanging your heels. It's just a au revoir, you know, see you later. See you later, alligator.
Yeah, it's a goodbye, but it's not a goodbye. It's a see you later, you know?
Yeah, see you later.
See you later. But I mean, how it makes me feel, if I'm honest, when you said 29 weeks and the fact that I didn't know that, made me feel like, oh shit, like, she's off. Like, am I, do you know what I mean? My mind is not, like, usually, again, like, you know what we're like, or I'm like 20 something weeks out, or however many weeks out until this, it makes me, it reminds me, like, okay, I'm in the switching off mode now. Or not off mode, but like, I'm not thinking about competing anymore because I haven't looked at the calendar. Like, I haven't looked at the many weeks out, and it's like, oh shit, I'm out, like, for this season. It felt weird when you said that. I was like, oh, and I didn't know it. I didn't know it was 29 weeks.
No, especially like, I dropped that off on you like a week post show. No, it's like a week post show. Like, you're barely breathing. Like, yet.
Yeah.
And you're already back to work to everything. So, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a decision that I think is right for me. And I think that's what we all have to do within competing, is make sure that we make the right decisions for ourselves and stuff. So, obviously, I want to try and find the right person to be coached by and move forwards with my competing journey and all that type of thing. So that's a whole new challenge in itself. I am going to Africa for 2 weeks. And I'm so excited because I'm just going to be off the grid for 2 weeks. Like, no posing clients, no work. I've scheduled it out, like, not working. No Insta. Well, I might post a little bit on Instagram here and there, but, like, pretty much be off the grid, which is weird because I've never done that before.
Out of office.
Yeah, out of office. So I'm excited, though. I'm excited for the new experiences. No, that's going to be...
Yeah, I mean, I've said it on Patreon so many times, and I've spoke to you so many times about it, but I think it's, everything happens at the right time and the right timing, and you're doing that trip for yourself and really, like, committing to just disconnecting. Like, it's going to be so good. You're going to come back just clear-minded on a lot of things, into making, like, those big decisions. And yet again, you have so much time in front of you. Like, when you say a year off, is it a year to date? Is it, like, a 12 months? So, like, from, let's say we're March 23rd today, yeah. Is it until March 23rd of 2025, or is it until December? And I'm getting a little precise here.
Yeah,
but
no, but I mean,
I know people want to know.
Yeah, I mean, in my brain, I have the rest of the year in terms of, like, the rest of the year off. So that's, like, what, just under 10 months?
Yeah.
Or 10 months? 9 months, sorry? 9 months. So that's nine months. Is that 9 months?
We're in March.
Yeah, so it's 12 months out of the year. Fuck. 9 months left. No.
Yeah.
Or is that under? Oh, my God. Why am I so bad at math?
Yeah, nine.
Yes, nine.
I think nine.
Nine.
Yeah, that's
so,
math.
So, yeah, so there's 9 months left of the year already.
That's it. And that's it. And then you're doing the Arnold.
Yeah. I'll take out... me already thinking about what show I'm doing next year... Of course. Me already being like, I'm going to play for the Arnolds. In my brain, I have the rest of the year off to really enjoy training, you know, my off season, the bodybuilding, like, just world in general again. And then we relook in January, or, like, before, obviously, the new year starts. Like, okay, what are we going to do for next year? Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's what I have in my head. It could be a case of, like, do you know what? I'm not ready. I don't feel like I need to compete yet. Or I need more time. Do you know what I mean? I just don't know what I'll feel like. So
of course. And I think that's what makes it so cool and exciting, is, like, the fact that you don't know. Like, the unknown can be so scary, but, like, exciting, you know? I know. I said it's scary. But then when you take the fear out of it and you just start... You're like, oh shit, that's actually exciting, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're going to learn a lot about yourself. Like, you've never been, like, 9 months is not a long time when you think about it. No. It's going to go by so quick. So, like, you're going to have to make the most out of it. So, do everything in your power to make the most out of it. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited too. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a new journey. It's a new venture in terms of just taking that time off and just reconnecting, you know? So
do you already feel like it's different right now? Like, let's say you're a week post show, like, knowing that you don't have a show coming up for a long time. Do you feel like it's different from all of your past, like, post show off season thingy?
I mean, Yes, because like I don't know why it's like massively different. Where I feel like I don't know. It's not like I do feel different, but also don't. It's like there's different. It's different because I don't have it. Like I said, I don't have a coach now, so it feels like I am just doing it for me in a way where there's no. I don't know it. It feels weird, and I thought I would really struggle with having no one, like, not no one to be accountable to, but, like, obviously not someone specific to be accountable to, and now it's like, okay, I'm doing this for me now, and, like, I'm enjoying, I'm reconnecting with this, and I'm doing this, and not feeling, like, the pressure, do you know what I mean? I don't know, it feels different, so I'm, it does feel different, I don't know how, but I'm enjoying it, so I'm just like, let's just take it for what it is and not too, because you know what it's like post show, and we spoke about this on our Patreon the last episode, but we said that like sometimes post show can be so pressure filled where it's like it makes you feel like you're gonna fuck up straight away, do you know what I mean? Like you feel like if you fuck up like straight away it's like oh my god, like the worst thing in the world, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
Now I've taken a bit of that pressure off myself. I'm actually wanting to do all the, I don't know, do all these things where it's not, there's just less pressure to not feel like I have to perform perfectly. If that makes sense?
Yeah, it does. And like, to even like bounce off from that, like, I mean, I think you made a point that every post show is like a 99% guaranteed fuck up. But says who, like what's an actual successful post show? Is it to just stay stage lean? Is it to like, what's it like, define an actual successful post show if it's not to get back into living life? It's like, do you need to live life but stay within like a 5 like pound range? But how much can you live life if you stay into that range and you still are like with that pressure, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Define an actual successful post show. Like someone tell me. And I don't think like there's a book to it. I think
it's different.
I think everyone is different and every seasons are different. Every post shows are different. Like, I mean, we've spoke so many times about our post show, our balance, you know, how we switch on and we switch off. Now I'm switching off, but it's the first time that I know, like, I want to see a certain weight on the scale because the mind switch, that prep was completely different. I had to stay small and petite. And the thing is, now I have so much energy. I have so much, like, happiness. I want to go to the gym. I want to, like, you know, do the hard things. But I know I need to stay on that weight. So, like, I still keep my jogging and all this stuff, which in the past, I'm so proud to say that I would, you know, do no cardio and just like cut back and just returning to like as fast as I could to just a very low maintenance, like, you know, a low maintenance physique, I want to say, or like, I don't know how to say it best, but just no cardio, you know, barely any training to just like reset everything and all of it.
Yeah.
But no, it's different this time around. And I'm also like, I don't say that I've done any mistake in the past. I don't think I've had like a bad off season. Like I think the worst off season and the less productive off season I've ever had is when I was under eating, and that was, you know. But I don't think any of these episodes that I had, and obviously we gained weight. We're tall girlies. We're like into that maybe 20, 25 pounds, you know. From stage weight, now I'm in about, you know, 12 pounds stage weight. And I mean, babe, I gained that in probably the week after. The week after I was a solid 8, and now I've been navigating between like that 10 and 12 pounds from stage weight. Definitely trying to like get into that, but pretty homeostasis right now at 140, which in the past, my body was thriving at like 152, you know, and like that's where my skin, you know, my cycles were back. So that's where my body was comfortable. So yeah, I'm curious, you know, like who are we to define like a successful post show. I think it's very individual. It's very goal oriented. And I wonder how you're going to, I mean, it seems that you have everything set up until you coming back from Ghana. And I think that's the best way for you to do it right now. So is that how you're navigating through things right now? Like, is it easier on you? Like, do you feel like less pressure because you don't have something to own to anyone? Or is that even like a stressor?
I think it's not, I don't think it's just that. I think I am just trying to not put as much pressure on myself or be so on, like, hard on myself. Not for like, oh, I ate, you know, a bagel today, or I ate over my calories today. Oh, I don't be so hard on yourself. It's not that. It's more of a, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, don't beat up yourself so hard on the smaller, like, not the smaller things, like the placings that you've recently got, or the physique that you recently got, or the things you could have done differently in prep and stuff like that. I think post show for me, that's definitely something mentally I go through, where it's like, I could have done this, I could have done that, I could have done, do you know what I mean? And kind of picking it apart, if that makes sense. And I don't really think I need to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I'm surprised that you do that. I mean, you know, there's a reflection to do, and but I hope it's just in order to, is it in order to just settle the case? It's like, okay, there's that could have been done, but you know, like, you know very well, after 41 shows, like, you can't, even though you take all the data, everything that happened, you need to just throw in the trash and we start from ground zero every time, right?
Yeah. So, very true.
I think, I mean, you've collected obviously like a great amount of knowledge with like 41 show. Like, it's insane. But they're all great lessons, you know, the wins, even if you were like to copy paste the exact same prep, you know, now, like, it's not never really going to be the same.
No.
Yeah. And that's, exactly. I mean, again, it's what makes bodybuilding exciting, you know. If you don't thrive into like a little bit of like the unknown, and just, you know, that kind of like goal and that vision, that's just kind of, you know what to do, but what you're going to result in, it's never guaranteed. And you have to be able to like deal with that very well, which is, it's a skill, because I think a human being, we're just like thriving off results. And especially now, it's like, we want something, we get it. We want something, we get it. And us bodybuilder, it's like, okay, well, we want something, but we're doing everything in order to get it. But are we getting it? You know, it's not, there's no guarantee. So, it's the power of the journey, you know, whatever you want to call it.
It is. I mean, so that's me. So what's your plans, obviously, moving forward? You know, 3 weeks post-show.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks post show, you know, post 3-time Miss Bikini International, what is your plan next? What's your moving forward? What's your plan?
So I feel like we spoke about that, but I swear it might be Patreon. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Patreon.
Definitely, like you said so well, and I need to say it too, because it's been achieved, like 3 times. Miss Bikini International, just tapping into that as much as I can, and just embodying that as much as I can, and being the role model, and, you know, being accessible. I think I love it where I am here in my little nest, in my little gym, going home, you know, doing the family stuff, doing the, you know, all this stuff is great. You know, I have the opportunity to meet a lot of girls here that comes and they travel and all this stuff, but it's not enough, you know. I want to be able to just, you know, be reachable, being accessible to these girls as much as I can. And, you know, some of them they don't have the luxury to travel. So I'm gonna take every opportunity that I can to like be at different places that I can be, you know, meeting everyone. And yeah, if it shows, it's you know, seminars, live, you know, being consistent with the podcast, you know, growing. Yeah. Growing, say more community is always the goal. Staying consistent with that, we've been doing a great job at doing that. Thank you for holding me accountable, AF. And I think we're holding ourselves accountable, which is great. And that's that. And then as far as competing goes, like I said, we're just gonna go straight to the Olympia. So,
ooh.
Yeah, which is completely different from the plan that we originally have. Like, I had a very, like, I mean, solid to a point where, like, I almost signed my contract, like, the night of the Arnold. I was like, I'm going to sign my Pittsburgh contract. I'm going to sign my New York contract. I've already told everyone that I was doing both of these shows. I was, like, really set onto it. And then after talking with Kim and getting amazing feedback from the judges, I was just like, we both agreed that it was in our best interest to just rest my body. You know, we brought that body up, you know, to a very good size, which is a small size. It was a very difficult prep, you know, like when we look back, I was like, shit, like, no wonder I'm tired. No wonder I feel it in my joints everywhere. You know, it was tough. It was, but it was athletically tough. It was not tough because of emotional. It was not tough because of psychological, spiritual, like everything was like else was aligned in a good place. It was just athletically hard. And that's how it's supposed to be. If prep is hard on other aspects of your life, maybe you should reconsider. And I'm talking about, you know, mostly amateur. Like, I think the pro league, like, there's some stuff that we need to suck it up sometimes. But as far as like amateur goes, like, don't sacrifice family time. Don't sacrifice your studies. Don't sacrifice, you know, I think there's a time and place for everything in life. You know, we don't have always that luxury as professional. We need to show up as like where it needs to be. But, you know, there's a certain level. But in this time, it was just athletically hard.
Yeah.
Which, that in itself is a big accomplishment for me. But I didn't realize. I was like, well, that prep was fun. I was like, wait, but that shit was fucking hard, actually. But it was still fun.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. So, yeah, just resting up the body, bringing something, like, just fresh. And, like I said, keeping it pretty close to stage, so when, you know, comes July time, you know, that's when we're going to start prep for the Olympia. The fact that I actually have a date for the Olympia prep start debut is actually nuts in my book, because you know how I am. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, little free bird, Peruvian food every other day, like, YOLO. Yeah.
But I think it's good that you're, again, like, we've spoken about this before strategy. In terms of strategizing your post show a little bit better now, and I take that back, not better, but more consistent for what you need it to be for your goal that you have in mind. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's really exciting, because again, it's new for you as well in terms of sticking to where you need to be, or where you want to be, sorry. And then obviously going for that title
I just think like the part of the strategy is just to keep the alignment. You know, I think the past Olympia was a lot of alignment and proof that when you're aligned, like, things go as they should be, you know, for the most part. And same thing with you, like, you need to, like, stay aligned, like, whatever decision you're making, that's why it's going to be a hard decision, but it's alignment, what aligns with your values, your principles, and everything. And you know, there's a lot of elimination process before adding on to anything. And now I'm in the, you know, possible, you know, we're adding on maybe sponsorships, we're adding on maybe like collaborations and all these things. But it's like, okay, what sticks to like the actual person that I want to be, and what's aligned with my goal? And like the goal, I need to like be aligned with the Olympia. So all of this that I'm doing now is going to be for that. Everything that I'm doing now is for having kids in 2 years, having, you know, it's all these things that I need to keep aligned for. And it's like, it's way more straight than when I started the podcast 1 year ago. Was like, my alignment was like desaligned, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like both of us are just kind of like getting aligned with, and it's just part of life, girl. Like, we're 28, 29, you know what I'm saying? It's just, we need to get our shit straight, you know, as much as we can. Yeah. And by that, I just mean like all the freaking chakras, all the shit is like aligned.
Yeah. It's exciting though. It is really, really exciting to think about in terms of like, I think the biggest thing that I think obviously both of us have probably gone through in the last like couple of months or even year is change. And I think it's like, how have we like We go, all right, big eyes. How have we adapted to that change, or how have we felt during that change? Because one thing that a lot of people obviously messaged me and all that type of thing have asked me, like, how do you feel now that there's been a big change and there's something different in your life, or, you know, you're going through something different and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if I'm honest, it's all about, like, the change, like you've said before, can be scary, but it also can be super great. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's needed for growth and stuff as well. And I think that's just what I've got in my head in terms of, like, yeah, there's changes, but it's all going to be positive reinforcement. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's the same with you, with changing your ways post-show or whatever. Like, it's obviously scary because you're like, oh my God, I'm thinking about way too many things, like a lot more things now, and it's different, but it's also good because it's going to be positive. Like, the positive results are going to reap from it.
I just think, like, every situation is very character building, you know, like everything, like you said, it's positive because we make the most out of everything. Even the most negative shit that happens to us, it's like, it's the way you take it, and the way you take whatever happens to you and your perception on it, it's like, okay, how do I flip the script on, like, it happened for me and why that negative things happen for me? And that's how we don't get stuck. And I think that is part of the discipline that we have, how resilient we've gotten within the sport. Like, that is all the things that you get from bodybuilding, is the resilient, it's like the adaptation, is like the, I'm going to suck it up. It sucks, but I'm going to suck it up. And I keep on moving, because we got to keep on moving, because the cardio needs to be done, because the training needs to be done, because the food needs to be done, like, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And you've built that for so long with the years, that everything that's thrown up at us, like, we become a little bit like bulletproof on those things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I think it's sometimes very difficult because we think, oh, like, you know, things can be very easy when you can, and you can settle for things when things are comfortable. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can
stay,
you can stay still for a very, very long time without realizing it and being like, oh, you know, like, this is cool, like, I'm happy with this, but are you actually happy, or are you just happy that it's it, or you're not even happy, but is it just okay because it's comfortable for you?
Right.
You know? So, and that's not even me talking about, like, recent situations, but that's just talking about just situations in general. Do you know what I mean? Like,
for sure, yeah.
So I think it's always hard, obviously, but I think it's always needed for growth, you know? So I think it's going to be super exciting to see both of us. Like, we even said this however many times, like, it's going to be so cool to look back on all these episodes, like, a year from now and be like, damn, like, how much we've grown and, like, evolved from so many different perspectives and situations and all that type of thing. Like, wild, absolutely wild.
And I think even the growth on how we're taking things happening to us, like, that maturity that we have, and, like, the different ways, like, okay, that would have happened to, like, what happened to us, like, 2 years ago would happen to us right now, the way we would react and the way we would go by it would be so different, bro. Like, it would be so different. But, you know, it's part of it. Like, sometimes I look back, I'm like, who was I, you know, to react that way? I was like, you know, but it's okay, you know, we work and we heal and we get better, and all of it is part of our journey. But no, I'm definitely excited. I'm excited for your journey. I think it's going to be brand new. Like, I mean, I'm going to live through you so much. I'm like, it's going to be so cool.
We're
going to
be living through each other. Like, I'm going to be screaming my head off when I'm at the Olympia supporting you. And that's also another thing, like, I'm excited to do, is to go to shows not in prep and just love that for what it is, like, the stage, being on stage, being a stage mom, like, all those little things I'm excited for. And then you're going to be living through me not competing, just doing a random share. So
did you ever went as an amateur, like, to a show before you started competing, and, like, I want to be on that stage, I want to do that?
I did when I, like, I've gone to shows as an amateur before, and, like, I wasn't competing. I was prepping for a show, but not, like,
okay.
I've never went to a show, like, before I'd even competed, like, ever. Like, I remember stepping on stage for the first time and never watching a show before.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that something, Is that something you recommend to your athletes, though? You're like, you know, please go watch a show. You don't?
Yeah. No, I will recommend... Oh, no, no, no. I will recommend going to a show beforehand and, like, seeing what it's about. Like, if you can get to a show, seeing what it's about. Even for posing clients, like, if you've ever competed before, going to a show, I think it's very valuable because you can see how the stages run. You can see how long they hold the goals for, potentially. Obviously, I know it's different at every show, but you can get an idea of it. I just literally was... I always say to everyone, like, my, like, I guess, experience when I first started competing, I'm like, never do that. No one ever do that. Like, we prepped for 4 weeks. I've never seen a bodybuilding show before. Like, I watched my posing through YouTube, and that was it. Like, I'm the walking red flag of bodybuilding when I first started. Like, do not copy-paste me. Because, like, it was
the
not
walking
good.
Red flag. For real, though. Literally. How much time has changed. Oh, my God.
I know, you
couldn't pull that off.
No, you could not pull that off now. Like, you couldn't. Like, it's like a 1%, not even a 1%, like a 0.11% of anyone pulling that off now. Unless they were completely crazy. But, yeah, I mean, everything's changed now, you know? Like, everything's changed. I mean, what was your first experience with competing? Did you watch the show beforehand, or did you just go into competing straight away?
I think my first show, I actually went there straight away.
Ah.
Wait, am I lying? No, I think it was a different show. I think it was like the more IFBB like elite situation in the back end.
Okay.
I think that's what I saw. But then I went to the Olympia after winning my pro card, and I said, one day I'm going to be on this stage.
And
I actually said that.
And look at you. And look at you. Young Lily
said that.
Manifested it.
Wild. Wow. What year was that? 2016. So the year that Courtney won, right? I took a picture with Jen Ronzitti, Marcia Goncalves. I took a picture with Norman. I took a picture with Noi Alexander. Do you remember Noi Alexander?
Oh my God. This is throwback season.
Yeah, I took a picture with Stephanie Bodemore in the expo. I was obsessed with her.
I used to love her.
No, what do you mean used? I still love her. I still love her.
Yeah, to be fair, I still love her.
Shout out to her and Jeff Nippard because they're, I don't know, I love them.
Yeah.
Who else I took a picture with? I don't know, but
that's crazy.
Yeah, I actually said, like, I'm gonna be on that stage, and I watched the Toronto Pro too. Toronto Pro in 2000. Oh my God, that's where I fell in love with Stephanie Mahol.
Wait, wasn't it 2000? Wait, was this before you won your pro card? You said, or after?
That was before I won my pro card. So also, it would be 2015.
So I just had a random memory in my brain where. You went to the 2019 Toronto Pro, didn't you?
Yeah, too, because I was there. Yeah.
But you watched, didn't you?
Yes, I watched.
So I remember, and I don't know why this has just came into my brain, I remember bumping into you.
Yes, by the stairs. I remember.
Yeah, by the stairs. I just remember that. And you were like, you look so good up there. And I was freaking out. I was like, thanks, girl. And that was it. And that was it. My head? That's hilarious. Oh my God.
And that was it. Yeah. No, I remember.
That sparked a friendship and all that. So.
I mean, yeah. It's kind of like that first bump into each other.
I know.
The rest is history.
Why that came into my head, I have no clue. I just remembered it now.
What a great show, right? Toronto Pro is such a great show.
It's a very, very good show. I definitely want to go to Canada at some point. Again, this year.
That was my pro debut, and it set the bar so high for the other show. It's just so well run.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really good show. And it's a big show, too, because they have all the categories, you know?
Yeah, it has everyone, which is great. So, yeah. I mean, is there anything else that you're wanting to catch up on or anything like that? I mean, we've covered so much in terms of stuff on Patreon.
We did.
Yeah, we covered loads on the last... I mean... I know I feel bad because a few people have messaged before, like, please post, like, more on, like, your actual, like, YouTube and, like, stuff instead of just on Patreon. I mean, we post equally on Patreon to say more and stuff, but...
I mean, babe, to be honest, we post less because our podcasts on here is they're longer.
Yeah.
On Patreon, it's just a lot more narrowed down and yeah. more straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a little aspect of, like, exclusive and just safety. I don't know. So weird.
But we also love being able to share our journeys and stuff on both platforms. So
we don't hold back on either platform. But I think it's just because since we're going more straight to the point in that platform, we like forget the catch up. It's just more we just go more in deep quicker, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. But no, what am I asking? There's so much to say. I mean, season has started officially. I mean, you're busy with your clients. I'm super busy. I'm going to the Clash next week, and that's a big show in itself. Yes, yeah. So I'm going to be there. Kim is going to be there too. We're going to have this like round table thing. So very excited to like, you know, have Kim, Aldo, and I just being around the table and just talking about stuff, you know, because all three of us are kind of like expert in our own field now. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. I was trying to get Sandy to come, but I don't know if she's going to be too busy, but I would love to have her as the expert, obviously, and as a woman in the sport, you know, as a woman in the sport for so long. She's, you know, she saw so many things, you know. So, I don't know. Good stuff to come, just the usual, which is good, too. You know, keeping the things that serve us, it's still the motto, you know. We keep the things that serve us and, like, the things that doesn't. What's the motto, babe? You put it in the hashtag. What serves us? No, what doesn't deserve us?
No, what did we used to say? What doesn't serve you don't deserve you. Was that it?
Amen. I can finish on that.
Okay.
It's so good.
Don't serve you. So, well, it was lovely catching. I feel like I've literally spoken to you every day this week.
I almost called you this morning. I held myself back. I was like, she's going to think I'm crazy. Because I was up at like, I was up at 3:30 because it's been raining and like Glue's been having like, Glue's meaning our dog, has been just being like kind of uneasy. Like they're raining and like, like, I don't know, it's just the food, I don't know what it is, but just uneasy. So I've walked in the morning, 3:30, like wide awake. I just started making pancakes. I was like, I can't sleep anyway. So just, I was like, I'm up. So I've been up, but then I changed my clients to like, I don't know, I was like, maybe I'm going to sleep in, you know, with the rain. So I kind of changed my client, kind of rescheduled them back. Yeah. But I was like, are you girls up to just like go back to your like initial schedule and just like do it like, bro.
That's
sometimes
funny.
I do that, you know, because I'm like, oh, it's better that way. But yeah, so ended up I was like, I had a big gap, so I was like, let me call Phoebe, but I was like, okay, no, she's gonna think you're crazy. Instead of being so clingy.
You're funny. No, always call me anytime, girl. Anytime. But thank you for, I don't know why I'm saying thank you for the pod. This is how I'm sleep deprived. I'm so thank you for the podcast. Thank you for listening. is what I meant to say.
You have such a great day tomorrow. I'm excited for you.
I mean, it's a
I'm sending
day.
You the energy.
I have, for some reason, I booked people.
I'm trying to understand, like, are all of your weekend that booked? Because
no,
why did you
not.
Book so
because
you thought you were leaving?
Weeks, no, yeah, no, because the last 2 weeks have been just super busy, so I've just booked people back to back on Saturday, this Saturday and Sunday. And then, because obviously I've been competing loads, so I was like, okay, let's just open up Saturday and Sunday. I'm here by myself. I don't have anyone to be accountable to, so let's just book it in. Let's work. And I've got 9 a.m. till 7 a.m. tomorrow. 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Honestly, you're going to be fine.
I know.
You're going to be fine. It's better. Yeah, it's better in person. Like, don't even rest, like, in between. You just, like,
don't even have any rest anyway. I'm not resting. It's fine. I haven't even booked myself in, like, 10 minutes, which is fine. But, no, I love it regardless. But I think, I don't know why I booked in that many back-to-back. But I'm excited for it, and I think it'll be cool I like just seeing people in person, to be fair. Like, it just brings me back to like my old times where I was in the UK, like doing a lot of that. Also, I just like human contact. Like, sometimes, like when you're in person with someone, like actually being to work with someone physical, like physically there. Because the world we live in now is just everything's online. So, yeah. So it's just nice. I'm excited for.
That's so good. That's so good. Yeah. So if anyone has, you know, listened to us and watched this podcast up until this time, please let us know in the comment down below, like, where are you at in your season? Are you off season for a while? Are you in season? Are you like on recomp? Are you like, where are you right now? Are you just living life? Are you about to get married? Are you about to get a baby? Like, we want to know in what season you're in right now. So let us know down below. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please. Okay. I'll let you finish that thing. That's you.
You always do that. I'm like, you can
do. You're better than me. I don't know, like.
You were on a roll, girl. I was waiting. I was like, yeah, girl, she's got this. She's got this.
Spotify. Please like and follow. Give us a 5-star on Spotify. I don't even know. Can they give us a 5-star
on Spotify? Yes, they can. They can. Rate us on Spotify. Like, comment, subscribe. All of that fun stuff.
It really helps the channel. It really helps us.
It really helps the channel. It helps push us out there. Oh, we love you guys so much. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you soon.
Love you, Phoebs. Bye, guys. Bye. Love you all.